USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump has approved a request for a presidential disaster declaration for the Big Island of Hawaii as that state copes with a volcanic eruption. Meanwhile, evacuated residents worry about the damage already done.
If the county would just please, please put on TV the street addresses of which houses are gone so we know, so we don't have to, you know, just keep worrying about it.
More evacuations are expected. Officials still trying to figure out why a 14-year-old boy took a semi-automatic rifle to Highland High School in Palmdale, California yesterday morning and fired about 10 shots. A 15-year-old was struck in the shoulder. L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonald.
We were very fortunate that the incident wasn't much worse than it was.
The boy told his father he'd fired the gun into the air. A family friend picked the boy up in a nearby grocery store. The 14-year-old is accused of attempted murder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States and South Korea are in agreement about the ultimate objectives of the summit with North Korea, and he says the U.S. aspires to have North Korea as a close partner, not an enemy.
The United States and the Republic of Korea remain committed to achieving the permanent, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. If Chairman Kim chooses the right path, there is a future brimming with peace and prosperity for the North Korean people.
Pompeo says he's made it clear to the North Korean leader that if he gets rid of its nuclear weapons in a permanent and verifiable way, the U.S. is willing to help the impoverished nation boost its economy and living standards to levels like those of prosperous South Korea. A wildfire in north-central Arizona is threatening some homes near Prescott. At least two have already been destroyed. David McAtee, spokesman for the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors, says the smoke can be dangerous, too.
We do keep a very close eye on the smoke. That's not nearly as big an issue right now because of the wind. It's blowing it all away. But at night, as it cools down, that smoke will settle.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Just 1 week to go to the royal wedding. This tourist from Philadelphia is already there to get a first-hand look at where it'll take place.
It's really exciting, so I'm here with my parents today. They've never been to England. I've been once, but never to Windsor. So it's really exciting to be able to see where the wedding's going to happen and all of that. So it'll be pretty cool.
As many as 100,000 people from around the world are expected to arrive for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's big day. It's being called a once-in-a-generation event. President Trump said yesterday his plan to reduce prescription drug costs includes new tools for Medicare Part D to negotiate with drug companies, free generics to low-income seniors, and pressuring foreign governments to pay more for American drugs. The Secretary of Health and Human Services says the current administration has already gotten results.
In the first year and a half in office, the FDA has approved more generic drugs than ever before in history, saving $8.8 billion in the first year.
But he says it will take years to restructure the program completely. Oprah Winfrey delivers the commencement address at USC's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism, saying journalists should not meet hysteria with more hysteria.
What I've learned all these years is that we're not supposed to match it or even get locked into resisting or pushing against it. We're supposed to see this moment in time for what it is. We're supposed to see through it and then transcend it. That is how you overcome hysteria.
Winfrey condemned fake news and disinformation. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.